With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In his State of the Union address last night, President Trump said the Democrats need to agree to help reopen the government. He says that they need to do it because it's going to take some time to do things like clear away the snow and all the other vital functions carried out by the Department of Homeland Security.
Nobody's getting paid. It's a shame. So you have to think about it. We have, in case you didn't know, a pretty large snowstorm out there. One of the great things about the State of the Union is how it gives Americans the chance to see clearly what their representatives really believe.
And the president was speaking last night about a variety of topics, and he says that the fact is Democrats are putting the well-being of illegal immigrants ahead of American citizens. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins says the speech did not focus quite enough on cultural issues for his taste, especially the issue of abortion.
As that becomes more widely known, I do think it is a liability going into the midterm election, and there's so little room to spare when you look at the margins between Republicans and Democrats controlling the House.
Perkins says he thought the president had a great night with his State of the Union speech. Winter is keeping its frigid grip on the Northeast as light snow moved across the area last night. Bob Horevec with the National Weather Service says more snow could be on the way.
Potential for more warmer days as we head into the last month of winter. So, you know, it will get warmer. There is, however, a pretty cold air mass that's going to sink southward across the northern part of the country this weekend.
Meanwhile, for those forced to drive or walk, for that matter, outside, he says the key is keeping an eye out for hidden ice.
So there will be melting. The risk is always in the morning. The temperature, whatever melts overnight, could refreeze in the morning. So every morning there's the potential for icy spots.
And this is SRN News. America's pastors are talking about persecution.
According to a poll of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research, the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. The survey finds that 86% of preachers have urged their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians abroad. 66% say they have delivered sermons focusing on abusive believers, and a few have brought in experts to give talks about the problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
As anti-Semitism surges around the world, the Auschwitz Jewish Center Foundation has hosted representatives from 26 nations. They spent several days in Poland this month on an educational tour focused on Holocaust remembrance and confronting bigotry. During the trip, the dignitaries traveled to Auschwitz, the former Nazi concentration and extermination camp where hundreds of thousands of Jews were murdered during World War II. This is SRN News. The rhetoric between Iran and the U.S. is heating up ahead of tomorrow's talks in Geneva to restrict Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Iran has pushed back against President Donald Trump.
They're working to build missiles that will soon reach the United States of America.
Responding on X, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman dismissed Trump's remarks at the State of the Union as big lies. Meanwhile, Iran's parliament speaker said the U.S. could either engage in diplomacy or face the wrath of Iran if it attacks. America has assembled its biggest deployment of aircraft and warships into the Middle East in decades. I'm Karen Shamas.
Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Larry Summers will resign from teaching at Harvard. That's amid a campus review of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. The university announced today Summers has been on leave since November, and his name has appeared hundreds of times in those newly released Epstein files. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.